tribes call their drug courts healing and wellness courts. States call their drug courts drug courts. They are all drug courts. They are all therapeutic courts. They are all based on the same set of best practices. And so that's where we get into the wellness court model. And one is that we recognize that, well, you can punish, but you can also incentivize. Just looking in that room and the difference between those folks sitting in there for their court hearings and during their court hearings and after their court hearings compared to regular defendants in the criminal court, they're more alive, they're more human, they're more interactive, and I think you can see the benefit of the positive reinforcement. Regular court really kind of stops at that. It's like, okay, well, you've done bad and we've punished you, and that's our purpose, is to punish people who do bad. If you take it a step deeper and it's like, okay, well, the purpose should be to protect the community or to reduce harms, that we use incentives and sanctions as opposed to just sanctions, or as they would be called in the court system, you know, mostly punishments, right? It's not that punishment can't change behavior, it's just that we've learned, maybe slower than we should have, that that's not really the best way to get behavior change. Big difference between drug courts and regular courts, which is that we've taken that purpose of the courts, which is really a fight about whether or not you're guilty or innocent, and we have put that to the side. We're not concerned about that anymore. It's been decided. You are guilty, but, you know, we're going to maybe tear that up and make that go away if you're able to complete some requirements. And that lets us focus on where we have the shared interest, which is them living a clean and sober life, entering and maintaining recovery, not being involved in the criminal justice system anymore. That we should be empowering people to change their lives.